Rudy Giuliani is at the center of the Ukraine scandal. This clip of the president's personal attorney on CNN with Chris Cuomo went viral.
Antac.
So you did ask Ukraine to look into Joe Biden?
Of course I did.
You just said you didn't.
No, I didn't ask him to look into Joe Biden. I asked him to look into the allegations.
Rudy Giuliani has been at the center of allegations this week that President Trump pressed the president of Ukraine to investigate the former vice president. From member station WNYC, Andrea Bernstein, the co-host of the Trump Incorporated podcast, traces Mr. Giuliani's path from corruption-busting prosecutor to being in the center of an impeachment probe.
Back in 1989, when Rudy Giuliani first ran for mayor of New York City, he was genuinely admired for his anti-corruption credentials.
Please stand and welcome the next mayor of the city of New York, Rudolph Giuliani.
As the U.S. attorney for the Southern District of New York, Giuliani helped break the back of the mafia. He personally tried and won a conviction of a former Democratic Party official of the Bronx, a close associate of attorney Roy Cohn.
I saw the corrupt politicians who take money from our seniors and our children to line their own pockets.
He didn't win that year, but 4 years later, he became the first Republican mayor in the city in a quarter century. He ran New York as a crime-busting, welfare-cutting, no-nonsense chief executive who wasn't afraid to make fun of himself, like in this video made for a celebrity roast in New York with Donald Trump. Rudy Giuliani dressed up in a blonde wig and an iridescent lavender dress, speaking in falsetto.
You know, you're really beautiful. And a woman that looks like that has to have her own special scent.
Oh, thank you.
The camera pulled in for a close-up as Donald Trump lowered his face into Giuliani's décolletage. Giuliani returned a high camp slap.
Oh, you dirty boy! You.
Trump gave generously to Giuliani's campaigns. Giuliani helped his business. Giuliani ran for Senate for a while against Hillary Clinton. After contracting prostate cancer and separating from his second wife, he dropped out of that race. He became increasingly combative. New Yorkers were tiring of him. Then it was September 2001.
The South Tower collapsed. A number of people had to evacuate.
I was in the press pool in the aftermath.
Anybody have another mask?
We follow Giuliani as he toured Ground Zero.
And we're somehow going to manage our tremendous grief and our loss. But then we're also going to have to rebuild the city and make it even stronger than it was before.
The nation fell in love with him.
America's mayor. He's the mayor of New York City. Ladies and gentlemen, Rudy Giuliani.
Over the next years, Giuliani went into business. He had clients like Purdue Pharma, the government of Qatar, Merrill Lynch. Public disclosures show he left City Hall with a bit over $1 million in assets. 5 years later, he was worth between $20 million and $70 million. In 2008, he ran for president. Right up until December of 2007, he was the front runner. The weekend before the Florida Republican primary, he campaigned in Boca Raton. At a synagogue there, Carol Hornish was one of many New Yorkers who had moved to Florida.
He cleaned up the dog duty. He cleaned up the washing, the guys that wash. And Times Square was great. He made it friendly for my grandchildren. So I'm here now. However, I'm a Democrat.
He had his fans, but it was hard for him to live up to his TV image. Republicans chose John McCain to be their nominee instead. Giuliani continued to sell his services, public speaking, security consulting, around the globe. In Mexico, South America, Ukraine. In 2016, he got behind an old friend.
Thank you, New York! For a New Yorker for once on the ticket, Donald Trump!
During the campaign, Giuliani was one of Trump's most loyal surrogates. After the Access Hollywood tape was released, Giuliani did interviews on 5 Sunday morning shows.
The fact is that men at times talk like that. Not all men, but men do.
You've talked like that?
He was wrong.
After Trump won, Giuliani continued to travel around the world to do speeches and make business contacts, frequently flying to Ukraine and the former Soviet Union. Giuliani signed up as Trump's unpaid private attorney in the Mueller probe. He became more and more vocally supportive of Trump, defending him vehemently when Mueller said he could not exonerate the president of obstruction of justice. Now, Giuliani has gone further than claiming the Mueller probe was a witch hunt. Giuliani repeatedly met with Ukrainians to try and convince them to intervene in a way that could help Trump's next campaign in 2020. Giuliani spoke about his actions recently on CNN.
Biden, I asked him to look at the allegations that related to my client, which tangentially involved Joe Biden.
In the whistleblower complaint delivered to Congress this week, the intelligence official wrote about this foreign interference. The president's personal lawyer, the whistleblower wrote, Mr. Rudolph Giuliani is a central figure in this effort. For NPR News, I'm Andrea Bernstein in New York.
Andrea Bernstein is the co-host of the Trump Incorporated podcast, which is a co-production of ProPublica and member station WNYC. Their episode on Rudolph Giuliani and Ukraine drops on Wednesday.